Hello and welcome in to Atomic Geekdom. My name is Dave, coming at you late Wednesday, not like we usually do, but it was scheduling conflictions in order to do one's homework for the podcast. So you'll get this as a late Wednesday, early Thursday treat, a pizza treatza, pizzerati. If I didn't say it, my name is Dave. I'm still coming off of a Twitch high. I was just streaming, so I'm hoping this energy flows through me like the Force and midichlorians. Joining me today is Kyle.
Hi, everyone. I'm from Krypton.
I have been watching several things that are from the bloody old London town. So I keep going in and out of an English accent. I did the same when I watched Narcos Forever. I started talking with Hispanic or Spanish accent. Oof. That was probably not appropriate.
No.
I was only doing it in my house, and I wasn't doing it to make fun of them. I was just doing it to mimic what I've been hearing.
And to your cat.
And to my cat. Yes, she's quite confused. Are we Spanish now, Dad? What's going on? No, so today we are going to review the pilot episodes. I guess it's kind of a two-parter type of thing. Of Superman and Lois. But first, let's cover some geek news because timely. There were a lot today.
Yeah.
Marvel kind of went ape on everybody.
Went bananas.
But there's older news we can talk about. So let me get my notes. I had to take notes because there's some old news that we need to discuss quite quickly. Before I do, without going into spoilers, go ahead and talk about where we're at in WandaVision.
Let's see. I don't know. I can't get something out of my head. It's been like that since Friday, all day.
I have no problem getting that song out of my head.
It is stuck in my head. Everywhere I go, it's there, and I'm good. So we made it to the 2000s, made it to The Office and Modern Family eras. And we had a big reveal of the quote unquote villain is.
Yeah, yeah. In some of the notes, Paul Bettany says WandaVision's mystery cameo hasn't been revealed yet, which means perhaps it's not Evan Peters as Quicksilver Pietro. Maybe there's still more to come. If his idea of the big mystery cameo is Doctor Strange, I'm gonna slap Paul Bettany if I ever meet him.
Well, it's someone that he's always wanted to work with,
and right, and he's technically could have worked with Doctor Strange on Endgame or Infinity War.
Yeah,
would have been around, but maybe on different sets. So maybe they didn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't cross paths. Technically, because Doctor Strange was in space while he was hanging out with Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Vision was. Teyana Paris, who plays Monica Rambeau, says WandaVision's ending is epic and incredibly sad. So get those box of tissues ready to go.
Prediction?
Wanda's gonna die.
No, no.
Vision dies again?
Her kids, Marty.
Okay. They're already gone.
They're already gone. But yeah. No, she's gonna hold them as they disappear.
Gotcha. Okay, so just basically House of M.
Yes.
Gotcha. Ow, stop scratching me, you cat.
Stop scratching me, you horse's ass.
Let's see here. Mortal Kombat trailer. Did we talk about that yet?
I don't remember, but we can always hype it up. Holy crap, am I excited. I cannot wait for this movie.
Yeah, looks pretty dope. Looks pretty dope.
The violence, the blood.
Fatality.
That's it. That's all I want in a Mortal Kombat film.
Finish him. Yeah, just cool stuff. All right, let's see. I think I'm finally getting caught up here. 13 days ago, it'll be 2 weeks. Okay. Zawa Ashton is cast to play a villain in Captain Marvel Numero Dos. Of course, no details have yet to be revealed. Her film credits include Velvet Buzzsaw, Greta, Nocturnal Animals. She's worked on shows like Misfits and Doctor Who. She was in Not Safe for Work and Fresh Meat, and she will appear in the upcoming season of The Handmaid's Tale. Unlike the first film, Captain Marvel 2 is going to take place in the present And director will be Nia DaCosta. And okay, they've announced two other additional roles. Tana Paris obviously will return as Monica Rambeau, and Iman Vellani will reprise her role as Miss Marvel Kamala Khan for the film as well. So yeah.
So it's 2023 present day.
Yeah, her Captain Marvel's present day. All right, let's see here. What else do we got? We're edging closer and closer to our being able to watch the Snyder Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm. We got a trailer for that.
Yeah, that happened. The CW has passed on the Wonder Girl TV series, which is depressing. I wanted it, but
it was not gonna feature Donna Troy, though.
No, it was Yara Flor.
Give her time in the comics to have her explore, then give her a show, I think.
Right, she just pretty much is launching the future state stuff. Yeah, so but I would have been excited for anyway. I think it'll happen someday. Let's see here. Where was a blah, 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 blah. There's going to be Batman 89 and Superman 78 digital comics. That'll be fun.
Batman 89, it takes place after Batman Returns, and Superman 78 takes place after Superman 1.
Well, good. We don't need to talk about Gina Carano ever again. Let's see here. Ghostbusters : Afterlife has gotten an official PG-13 rating. HBO Max has already greenlit season 2 of Gremlins Secrets of the Mogwai, so they must be happy about what they're seeing there. Tim Burton's going to direct a Wednesday Addams live action series for Netflix. You can buy a replica Arkham City Nightwing Escrima stick. That's a thing.
Okay.
J.J. Abrams and Guy Bolton are rebooting Constantine for HBO Max.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the who they're looking for, like the casting breakdown.
As long as it is not Constantine or Keanu, I do not care. But Matt Ryan wants in on the Justice League Dark series.
As you should.
Abrams Justice League Dark. Yeah, so he's developing that series too. Wait, I don't know if that thing is still happening.
It's in development hell.
Constantine's pilot episode is going to start in March. They're going to start writing it in March.
Oh, okay.
The new show will apparently depict Constantine as a young Londoner this time around. Additionally, the producers are looking to cast a diverse lead. Recent rumors have also just that the new Constantine will be openly bisexual, like his comic book counterpart, Matt Ryan's version is too.
Yep.
I just watched Justice League Dark Apocalypse War with my nephew. It wasn't great. But I didn't think it was
dark though.
I did think it was funny when he was talking about his ex
and King Shark.
He looked at Harley and he's like, "No, not Harley." You think I'm insane? And then yeah, it's King Shark. Mm-hmm. Making King Shark like Groot was a choice.
Mm-hmm.
King Shark is a shark. It's so stupid. Global debut release thing for Justice League, Snyder League, call it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Nobody gets a head up.
Nobody gets left behind.
Right. Nobody puts baby in the corner. let's see. Showrunner says Greg Berlanti convinced him to do Superman and Lois. He did. Wow.
Okay.
DC and Spotify are planning new Superman, Wonder Woman, and Joker podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Are those fictional or are they just talking about the characters? So the Batman has begun. It's a scripted. Okay, so it's scripted. Batman Unburied, which won't arrive until later this year. And then, so Lois Lane, Catwoman, Batgirl, Harley, Katana, Riddler are also getting podcasts as well. And more maybe on the way. That's cool. Marvel's kind of doing something similar. They've been doing a Wolverine one.
Yeah, they've done two Wolverines, and they've done
the second season of Wolverine had Gambit in it. I'm just it saying.
Also did basically a telling of the Marvel's story.
Yeah. Let's see here.
We have a new Supergirl.
Yeah, hang on, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So it was a lot of news, man. let's do this and this and this. Go ahead and talk about the new Supergirl.
Well, that caught me off guard.
All right, I got you. Sasha.
Okay, good.
That's Sasha Kelly is cast as Supergirl for the Flash movie, which is going to be the Flashpoint type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was announced on Instagram via the director, Andy Muschietti. He announced it on there. It was very cool. It was very awesome way to mm-hmm. announce things. Very heartwarming. She was blown away by it. Whoever's off screen got to enjoy it with her. So it's really cool. She's going to be the first Latina actress to play Supergirl.
Yep.
So that'll be cool. Wonder if she'll go blonde. She's got black or brown hair right now. So if not, I don't really care.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, Melissa Benoist really isn't
right
blonde. It's a very dirty blonde.
Deadline notes that Muschietti, DC Films president Walter Hamada, and the other producers were blown away by the actress's toughness and vulnerability that she brought to the role. The report also states that Callie had her chemistry read with Ezra Miller over Zoom.
Oh.
She's best known for her role of Lola Rosales on the soap opera, The Young and the Restless, and she won a Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Young Performer.
Nice.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, I've never heard of her before.
The Flash will hit theaters November 4th, 2022. Filming will begin later this year. So,
well, as soon as we start seeing set photos, we can finally say the Flash movie is happening. That thing has been also in development hell.
Sure, but I'm happy with their director.
He did It, right?
Both chapters, yep.
Okay.
Disney Plus made some news today, setting premiere dates for Star Wars The Bad Batch. Cleverly enough, it will debut on
May the 4th.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were going for like a tone or something.
No. So that's cool. Something to look forward to. That's going to be,
I think, weekly.
Weekly, yeah, I imagine.
Disney has not put anything out all at once, so I think everything they do is going to be weekly.
And that bumps back the next series that'll be jumping on Disney Plus. That's the Loki series, which will premiere on Friday, June 11th, which means I have to update our podcast schedule. Because we will probably do a wrap up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So the week after my birthday, I get a late birthday present in the form of the Loki series. Sony today, after 2 days of people just being stupid on the internet, has finally confirmed the title of Spider-Man 3, and it is Spider-Man, no Toby, no Andrew. That's the name of the movie. Kind of funny. I thought they went that way, really meta, to just flat out say, no, we're not doing it. No. In a cool spoiler jokey way, they had the three main stars, Zendaya, Jacob Batalon and Tom Holland come by and say that no, they're not telling me the name of it. They walk past a whiteboard where they're planning and trying out different names and having hexagons all over the whiteboard. WandaVision. The new title is Spider-Man : No Way Home, which does tend to lean into the fact that they might be talking about multiverse characters not being able to go home, or Spider-Man not being able to go home, one or the other, or both maybe. So joining this film, he's going to be Benedict Cumberbatch as Dr. Strange, Jamie Foxx and Alfred Molina, respectively reprising their roles as Electro and Doc Ock from two different franchises of Spider-Man. And then there have been rumors that have been denied, but what else were they going to do? That Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will be back as previous versions of Spider-Man, and that Charlie Cox will reprise his role as Matt Murdock / Daredevil. But of course, none of these have been, confirmed, which is fine. I would rather be surprised to be quite honest, Charlie Cox shows up. But we don't have to wait very long. Just another winter, because Spider-Man No Way From Home, or No Way Home, excuse me, will be here by Christmas.
Yeah. We're getting four Marvel movies this year.
Well, to make up for the none.
Yeah. Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Uh-huh. Well, with New York opening their movie theaters, makes sense.
Yeah, 25%.
Kevin Feige seems open to welcoming the Netflix Marvel heroes back into the fold via Deadline. I think we could do it. I think a lot of the stuff comes back to us. There's always rumors online about things reverting. Sometimes that's true, sometimes it's not, but I'm not exactly sure of the exact contracts. But perhaps someday. I think there are legions of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans, Daredevils, Daredevil fans, Jessica Jones fans, Luke Cage fans who would disagree with you that this current Marvel television is more successful than the earlier shows. And I would agree. Those did just fine. I liked all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
even Iron Fist.
I liked Iron Fist. I loved Iron Fist season 2, and then there was the report of what Iron Fist season 3 was all about to be, and yeah.
Yeah. Someone on Instagram, speaking of like season 3s of stuff, basically had a plot of season 3 of Krypton, and it's out there. Like they were going to go to Rand and Thanagar and have that kind of war, and then go to Earth, and basically they'll have the series end at season 3. So that's all out there on the internet. You can look for it yourself.
There you go. Look for it yourself, he says. Yeah. All right. I think that's good, unless you got anything else you want to add.
No, not that I can think of. I think we covered all the geek news. I mean, I'm just really excited for Mortal Kombat in April, and then Godzilla versus Kong next month, which is basically next week, but not till the end of the month.
Indeed. Well, my AMC stock is way up today. Holy balls!
Almost we're reopening. We're
almost $11, just $11 a share, which is 43% higher than it was, but I'm still losing money. So let's keep it going.
Still gonna have sticky floors.
Well, every theater will, no matter where you go in the world, not just the NY. All right, so let's talk about Spider-Man and Lois. This is spinning off
Spider-Man.
Did I say Spider-Man?
You said Spider-Man and Lois. Now that is the crossover I want to see.
That's the amalgam.
Amalgamation.
That was Amalgam Comics when they did the DC and Marvel combination.
Yes.
Dark Claw and all kinds of weird crap. Mm-hmm. So Superman and Lois spinning off of the CW verse, Berlanti verse, the Arrowverse, all of those things, basically spinning off of Supergirl for the most part. Tyler Hoechlin as Kal-El, Clark Kent, Superman, Elizabeth Tulloch returning as Lois Lane. We've got a brand new Morgan Edge. We've got a brand new Lana Lang. We've got a brand new Sam Lane. All characters who I think have been recast from Supergirl. I think Morgan Edge was on Supergirl.
Morgan Edge and Sam Lane were. Lana Lang was not.
She wasn't ever?
No.
Not once? Okay. All right. I could have sworn she was. But all right. No big deal. We're going to eventually see Perry White and Jor-El. Those aren't spoilers.
I mean, it's Superman, of course.
Right, right. We were introduced to Jonathan and Jordan Kent, the twins of the Clark and Lois family. And we were introduced to Lana Lang's daughter, Sarah Cushing, and then Lana Lang's husband, who I'm not seeing as a main character. There he is. Eric Valdez as Kyle Cushing. So we're
okay. Initial thoughts. You did not like it.
I liked it more than I thought I would.
Okay, good. Good, good. I'm enjoying the family aspect of it. I did not know I wanted a family Superman show.
I was expecting to be annoyed by Jonathan Kent and lean more towards Jordan Kent as my, you know, my representation of being a kid. But man, Jordan Kent was just a little too emo for me. And maybe that'll change. It's just a pilot episode, but I love that they're doing mental health stuff. I love that that's an aspect of Jordan, and he's doubting it now. He's thinking it's part of his alien side. But Indy Navarette, who plays Sarah Cushing, has a little bit of that too. She tried to kill herself, right?
Yeah, she didn't outright say it, but she said that she took a bunch of her mom's pills, and yeah, that was where it stopped,
which got her into some therapy and stuff. Yeah. So,
Jordan has social anxiety disorder, right?
Right.
I did not pick that up as. I know that they said that, but for the life of me, it did not feel like he had social anxiety disorder. He seemed pretty talkative.
Yeah, I don't know much about social anxiety disorder, to be perfectly honest, so I can't really comment on what that looks like in a person and the different phases, and I'm sure the same for you. But if I was looking at the poster person of that particular mental health issue, I would look at Jordan. He was pretty quick to just start talking to her, even though they met once before.
And at the party, he didn't seem like...
Yeah.
He wasn't like outright talking to everyone, but he was still like...
He seemed all right. Didn't he go there by himself?
He took an Uber.
Right.
But yes, which he went by himself.
It seems a little odd, but at the same time, he's also dealing with this whole new surprise thing, and that kind of maybe pushed him. And also at this point, he knows he has powers.
Yeah.
At that point. So maybe he's got a little more confidence too, which he said. So basically in this world, Papa, in this
new world,
right? Papa Kent is dead. He died of a heart attack long ago when Clark was a teenager. Clark and Lois live in Metropolis at the present time. Jonathan just was named starting quarterback, and he hasn't even started one day of school as a freshman yet.
Yeah.
Which he tells his girlfriend, his upperclassmen hate, basically, and I don't blame them. Jordan is about to start freshman year. He's got his brother who basically everything comes easy to him. He's popular. He's got a girlfriend, and now he's the starting quarterback of the high school football team, of the Metropolis high school football team of all places. And they head back to Smallville because, well, one, Clark gets fired because they're laying people off because Morgan Edge has bought the Daily Planet. And they head back to Smallville because Clark's mother, Martha Kent, has died. She died of a stroke. And so now they're back in Smallville. They're going to make the decision to stay there or go back. Which they technically haven't decided yet, right?
Correct. No, they were going to mull it over
at family dinner.
Right. But first, we're going to go out to the barn. Oh, to show us more like Kryptonian stuff? No, to hitch a trailer.
Yeah, they're going to do farm work.
Yeah. I thought that was a nice line.
Yeah. It left me kind of feeling bad for Jonathan because he's the one that's going to lose things now. He's going to lose probably his girlfriend because she's long distance. He's probably going to have to start over with the football team again. I mean, I can't imagine he's not going to be starting quarterback there because it's Smallville, but who knows? We don't know what dynamic we're walking into as far as with the high school, the way they're treating this. Is this going to be like the OC meets Superman? Like, who knows?
Well, I mean...
The kids aren't the main characters, whereas in the OC they are, but there was still a lot of B storylines and A stories that involved the parents of the OC too. So,
even like this version of Smallville is very different than the 10 years of Smallville that we got. I mean, we've only seen a little bit of it, but it's like this Smallville is almost it's in need of help.
Right. It's been kind of ripped apart. People have lost their farms and things, and it seems that Morgan Edge is behind all of it, but we don't know why yet. Is he looking to flatten the entire Smallville and make it a parking lot, or who knows? We're going to find out.
Make it a mall.
Thank you. But we find out there's a heinous plot afoot in the world, as all these power plants are being tampered with and set to explode and kill lots of people. And Superman's showing up just in time to save them. We got a cool moment with a giant iceberg that he makes out of the ocean. You know, we're already losing ocean water, or no, ocean water's rising. So yeah, thank you. And he's working with Sam, General Sam Luthor. No, Lane. No, excuse me. The other L. The other L they use consistently.
Which
Lane is, Lang Luthor.
Which is a very, very different side of Sam Lane, because he's usually against Superman.
Right, right. And it seems like he was against Lois marrying him, but yeah, he works with him pretty casually. We see that they both, Sam and Lois, have a little trigger button that can, you know, key into Clark's, you know, hearing.
So I prefer the watch that Jimmy has.
Well, maybe they'll transition to that now that more people know. So yes, Jonathan and Jordan find out about their father. They kind of have to, because there's some accidents that happen, and then also Jordan blows up a fire with his.
Who puts a router out of the barn?
Yeah, it seems far away. I mean, up high is good. You want it central and high. Them questioning why it's so high didn't make sense to me. But yeah, it should probably be in the house.
Yeah, that was a weird decision.
I don't know how often you're out working on the farm and you need Spotify to work for you. I guess maybe all the time. Maybe.
Yeah. That's. I mean, if it was a range extender or a repeater, fine. But then, no, whatever. It's nitpicking. I'm just making
a joke. It's a joke. Yeah. But. We were revealed that it's Iron Man that is attacking all of these power plants, and he's flying around. He seems to know everything about Clark, about his past. His real name is Kal-El. He knows his weaknesses as he stabs him with his last piece of kryptonite that he has, apparently. I knew immediately who it was. I don't know about you.
So as on stream last night for both of us, talking about how the beginning was spoiled
on Twitch. The beginning was, I never read it, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was the of him, of Superman in the Fletch, the cartoon costume, which has never been done before in live action.
Oh,
so me being having that spoiled for me kind of.
You mean when he says my mom made the costume for me, that part?
That part, which is from the comics, but the whole get up and him catching the green car.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's the scene you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no,
I mean, that's not a huge spoiler, man. Come on.
I wanted to witness it for the first time.
I guess it didn't really blow me away, but okay.
It was more along the lines of an Easter egg, I guess.
Which there were plenty.
Yeah, plenty on that board.
Yeah, yeah. Schuster and
Reeves.
Schuster, Reeves. There was
1930. I think it was either 19. It was 1938 on the board, which is the year that Action Comics number one came out.
Sure. Siegel, Schuster were big ones that were multiple places. Reeves, Donner was on there, the original director. Go ahead. All right.
Your spoilers. And then I guess the Stranger, who that's what his name was up until the end.
Right.
I didn't want it to be a spoilers. I did not want it to be a Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
once the voice was there, you knew it wasn't Jonathan Cryer.
Right. And the fact that he said that, you know, my world is gone now, which means it's like, okay, so we're dealing with crisis, the fallout of crisis. Yeah,
right. And probably everybody on that ship that we see is probably from another world.
Wait, were there more people on that ship?
He's talking to somebody, and I don't think it's a computer.
Oh, I thought it was a computer. Yeah. He said, Captain Luther. So it's definitely a Luther from a dead parallel world. I really wish it was someone else.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't think you can have a Superman show without Luther.
No, but I mean, we have a damn good Luther right now on Supergirl.
But Supergirl's ending.
And so there's nothing contracts, I don't know. There's nothing stopping Jonathan Cryer from coming on to Superman and Lois.
And there still isn't.
So
there still isn't. He's still good.
Yeah, so I want that more than I want.
This is your first season villain. There's a very good chance this one is actually destroyed. Mm-hmm. But wait, there's a backup.
Yeah. Also the green armor kind of gave it away. There was hints of purple.
I don't remember seeing the green. It felt silver, but I was watching it on a iPad. So what we're leaning towards here is they're going to move to Smallville. Let's just put it that way. Clark and or Lois are going to end up working for the Smallville Gazette, or it is the Smallville Gazette. There's another character called Leslie Lahr who works with the most influential people on the planet. That's going to be a recurring character. Sophie Cushing is the younger daughter of Lana and Kyle, who seems to know things are happening without saying them quite out loud. Mm-hmm. We're going to be introduced to Jor-El, played by Angus McFadden, who
Outlander
was in Turn, Saw, Equilibrium, Braveheart, Chuck. He was in the final season of Chuck. We Bought a Zoo. Californication, Criminal Minds, Lost City of Z, Equilibrium, I think I might have said. Yeah, Turn, Washington Spies and he was in the film Timeless. He'll be playing, he was Nicholas Quinn, the villain. Oh, and he was in Psych.
There you go.
He'll be showing up. We will probably get some more flashback stuff of Jonathan and Martha raising young Clark.
Probably get more flashbacks of Clark, of Superman saving like Lois here and there.
Sure.
Because this, at least pre-crisis on Earth 38, this Superman has already fought Doomsday, has died, and came back.
Yay.
So we don't have to deal with death and return of Superman.
Right. We're of course going to get Morgan Edge and Morgan Edge's lackeys. He's going to have at least one. And we already saw him, I believe. He's running. We just saw his name, Foswell. He is running the Daily Planet right now. Perry White will show up eventually. He was the editor-in-chief of the Daily Planet before Morgan Edge bought it out. And of course, let's not forget, a special episode will be directed by and star in as well. David Ramsey will be appearing as Diggle at some point. Diggle/... Yeah. The first season of this show. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Talking about David Ramsey and John Diggle, that whole, I guess, is now basically the crossover for this season. It's Diggle. It's going to start on The Flash and then work his way.
Except Stargirl gets her own version.
Yeah, which I'm excited for.
Which I did not talk about. Yes, John Wesley Shipp is going to appear as Golden Age Flash on Stargirl Season 2. Mm-hmm.
On the correct Earth.
Yeah, right. So the first season of Superman Lois is going to have 15 episodes. It's being called as a family drama and inspired by shows like Everwood and Friday Night Lights. Now, if you're going to give me some touches of Friday Night Lights, you got me. I'm all in.
I think, in terms of like football or what?
Well, it's a family show. It's about family.
Okay.
I'm going to assume with Clark and with his son and Smallville, football is going to be part of the show, but probably not a huge part. We look at the returning characters. Glenn Morshower previously played Sam Lane. I love Glenn Morshower, so I'm sad to see him go. Emmanuel Shrieky, who I love, is Lana Lang this season, this version, I should say. Morgan Edge was previously played by Adrian Pazdar, who was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and further back, The Heroes. He was on Heroes, so he's done a lot of comic book stuff, sci-fi, fantasy stuff. So, yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I don't mind Hecklin as Superman or Clark. I think he does a fine job. I think he does look a little weird in the costume.
It's the chest area.
Yes.
It's puffier.
Yeah. But I like him a lot, and I've recently, I don't know how long ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, realized he was the little boy in Road to Perdition, and I lost my friggin' mind. My brain exploded. So I mean, that movie is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That movie is so good, and he's really good in it as a little boy. So I'll give it a chance. I really don't like Elizabeth Tulloch as Lois, but
you don't?
No. And it's superficial. I don't think she looks like Lois in my head. So okay. It's superficial. Her acting is just fine, and she's not bad to look at. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shaming her or calling her ugly. It just doesn't feel right to me. But she does a good job as Lois, acting as Lois.
Yeah, and I mean, this we haven't gotten her as Lois as much as we've gotten Tyler as Superman.
Sure. Yeah. So I mean, we've gotten touches of her. I don't want to of her being assertive and being in charge and these kinds of things, which is good. That's Lois. Mm-hmm. We've gotten to see her as a mom now and a caring wife. But in this show, particularly, we need to see her as Lois. We need to see mm-hmm. her in charge. And she basically tells Clark what to do. You know, like, you need to be here for your family right now. Superman, the world will always need Superman. Your family needs you right now. Mm-hmm. So she's basically the voice of reason and also assertive voice saying, hey, come down to Earth here. We come first. So, which nobody could really do to Superman, even though Superman wouldn't really need that.
Right.
But technically he does, because he wants to save everybody. So stupid Boy Scout. yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'll probably stick with it. Maybe not every week. I'll catch it up like in bulk, maybe. Mm-hmm. If I hear there's some cool guest stuff happening, like I would be bummed if I hadn't been watching Supergirl week by week and they did the reveal of John Jones. I would have been bummed to just hear about it, because that moment blew me away too. That was outstanding.
That was a great moment.
Because they're taking you one way thinking it's going to be Cyborg Superman, and all of a sudden put the brakes on, he borrowed that name and he's actually John Jones, and mind blown. The reveal of who Martian Manhunter is in the Snyderverse is not at all a surprise. I thought that from Man of Steel that was going to end up being for sure Martian Manhunter, especially when at Comic-Con he did the voice of narration for the Dark Knight Returns comic book, you know, when he was, when they were teasing what was coming. Oh, simpler times.
Convention times.
Sure. Yeah, that's all I got. What are your thoughts?
No, I'm definitely going to stick with it. It's also, I mean, it's also on Tuesdays with The Flash too, and I'm excited for that coming back. But I am excited to see this father version of Superman. It's only been in the comics for less than 5 years now, so it's new territory for mainstream people, and especially with twins, which I mean, pre-crisis there was only one, and then post-crisis they just boom, two. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with how they retconned that and everything. But no, I'm sticking with it. I like it. I like the characters. I like the actors. I'm interested to see how the Stranger, quote unquote,
develops,
because we know it's a very different Luther. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see if we get kind of like a flashback of things he did there, and maybe the superheroes of his world, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that. Although that might be a little tough right now with all the COVID restriction stuff, which I was very surprised with how many people they had in the Chinese or Japanese like set area. So I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of people there.
Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, it is Canada too, so
true.
They're doing things
better than us.
Right. They're doing things better than us all the time. So yeah. All right. I think that's all I got.
That's all I got. I'm again sticking with it, and we will, I guess, talk about it when the season's over with.
I mean, we could probably pop in every so often to see how things are going.
Yeah.
So next week we are gonna, oh boy, controversial topic. We might have four hosts, we might have three, I might not be one of them. Look at that. So the topic is why the DCEU or the DC cinematic films shared universe, basically, has not worked as well as MCU. I don't think that's debatable. That the DC cinematic universe, I mean, granted, it's barely gotten a chance to start. Marvel's got like 20 movies under their belts, but I think from jump, the MCU was super exciting. And I don't think we have that feeling with the DC cinematic universe. So it'll be fun to talk about. Some people might come to the table saying it is successful. What are you talking about? It's better. I don't see any of us saying that, but I do know we have fans of the DC cinematic universe. So we'll see. We'll see what we get. Projected to have Kyle, Jenny, and Tom on that show. We usually try to only do three talking heads. We'll see what happens. I have a feeling one of them will drop out, if not two, to be quite honest. But we would like to congratulate Jenny. She just did start a brand new job, so congratulations to her. And yeah, so we'll be back next week to do that. After that, we're going to do a Last of Us 1 and 2 discussion, so I probably should beat part 2. And then the week after that should be our WandaVision wrap-up. I don't have to move anything around because Loki is not on our schedule yet, so we're good there. Yeah, so plugs, go ahead, do your thing.
All right, plugs, Twitter and Instagram at CowCross89, Twitch, twitch.tv/KCross89, streaming Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Fridays on Twitch will be American Cinephiles Redux podcast with my friend Nick, and that's all the shameless plugs I've got.
There you go. At Atomic Geekdom on all of the social medias. You can also find me on Twitch Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. DJ Clark 21 is my Twitch handle. Hit up our Discord. We have the link in the show notes. You can hang out and talk to us about TV shows, movies. We try to keep things spoiler free, but we also do try to attempt to talk about any and all things geeky. So news of the day and things of that nature. So we try to get it in there. I took a long nap today, so I missed a lot of the news until after I woke up. So that's why there wasn't my voice in there today.
It's all right. I was at work and I couldn't.
Not ready for that kind of news. We haven't had a news blast like that in a long since before COVID, I feel like.
I think it was the Disney upfronts.
Sure, but that was planned, like when these things just kind of happen out of nowhere. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for subscribing if you enjoyed what you heard, which I mean, how could you not? Tell a friend, spread the word, all kinds of good stuff, please. So yeah, until next week, enjoy your time on this planet. Stay safe, stay warm. Stay sane, be kind, say goodbye.
Bye.